everything sports wrap.
Yeah, are you guys still trying to get a hold of someone from Minnesota?
Yeah.
I'm calling from Minnesota.
What's your name?
Tom Mischke.
Tom in a car?
No, I'm actually in a radio station.
Are you?
Yeah.
What are you doing there?
A show.
Yeah, what station?
KSTP AM.
KS?
TP.
TP like Tom?
Yeah, TP like toilet paper, I guess. AM.
AM.
Yeah, talk radio.
Wow. In Minnesota?
Yeah, and a nun called me and told me that you guys were trying to call somebody in Minnesota.
Hold on. Hold on. We'll get you on with Steve.
All right.
But you did get a pair of tickets to Monday Nitro. Oh, I'd go to that in a heartbeat.
Okay.
No, but I think it's kind of funny. You know, I'm college educated. I was listening to the talk radio across the state today from Wisconsin, Indiana to Michigan.
Hey, Clyde, is this legal?
Yeah, they're in a different market, suppose. They may not like it, but...
Oh.
You know, of his track record in pro wrestling. But the guy really has something to say, and he's a good, honest guy, and I think he's going to do a great job. And
they're talking about Jesse in Detroit, WJR Radio.
See what he does, and I think we'll all be surprised.
Well, I trust your judgment.
It's like the old saying goes, Chris, those who live in glass houses shouldn't take their clothes off. Or something like that.
These guys are funny.
Excuse me?
That's what they say.
It's a family radio station.
I just heard it somewhere along the line. Chris, thank you very much for your input.
Well, thanks a lot, guys.
All right, take care of yourself and the best of luck.
You guys just watch Jesse. He's going to do a good job up there.
Okay. Well, we hope so.
I'll be there soon if there's ever an NBA season.
And if things go awry, I'm sorry, we're all full up here in Michigan. Tom.
Yeah.
I'm going to him right now. He is at KSTP AM. In Minnesota.
Oh, right.
He's going to have something to say. Tom, how are you? Thank you for your call.
How you doing, fellas?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I just got a call from a nun down your way, Sister Eucharista. She just called me and said that you guys were trying to get a hold of somebody in Minnesota and that you were calling the Mall of America. And she called my radio station. I said, well, I'm in the middle of doing a live ad. I'll give them a call.
All right. Well, we appreciate that, Tom.
So,
are we on the air there?
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Man, we're known all over the country.
This is crazy.
What kind of a show do you guys got?
This is a baking show.
A baking show?
Yeah, we're baking sports.
Well, we're cooking now.
Well,
hey!
That is a singer.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about pie crust right now, but the thing is because we're so darn close to Thanksgiving and so forth.
That's a dry topic. Yeah, easy there.
Let's here for just a moment.
Oh, sorry.
Put aside the hijinks for just a moment.
Okay, sorry.
What are you guys going through in Minnesota? Are you happy? Yeah. Are you a little bit confused? Are you bewildered? Are you sad? What's the story?
We're changing the way politics is viewed in this country, and it'll never be the same again. I'm telling you, this is the beginning of something that's going to come your way in about 4 years. So get ready. Forget the politicians. They're being tossed out. We're putting in professional entertainers.
Well, Tom, you keep up your shenanigans, you'll have a shot to get to the White House.
50,000 flaming watts here. What are you guys pumping out?
We've only got 10.
What are you, a college radio station or something?
No, we used to have 20, but one of the hamsters passed away on the habit trail.
We don't even know common.
I don't get it. We're just calling to get some insight, Tom. We don't want to...
All right, let me tell you what's going on, really. What's really going on. You have a state here that's really tired of the old system. I mean, really tired of it. And I don't know if you guys are exhausted yet or if the whole thing in Washington has bummed you out or if you're ready to toss out a few Republicans and Democrats. But around here, they're just saying, let's try something different. Here's a guy who grew up in Minneapolis, wants to take a shot at being governor. He's done a lot of wild things in his life. He's been a mayor. He's been a Navy SEAL. He's had a talk show. He's been a wrestler. And he has some ideas. Let's give it a shot. Could we do any worse with the two other guys running? We're gamblers. We're gamblers up here.
That's the whole deal. And, you know, quite frankly, here in Michigan, we don't really give a hoot about politics. We just want a winning football team. That's all.
Do you guys give a hoot about Minnesota?
Well, I've been there. It's a nice state.
It's a nice place to visit. I almost worked there, but there's some idiot in St. Paul that wouldn't hire me.
Some jackass in St. Paul? Why don't you give me his name? I'll find him.
What's the problem there?
I said idiot.
Yeah, he didn't say that. All right. Well, we appreciate it, Tom.
Okay.
And we're going to be watching the Comedy Channel, and chances are we'll be seeing you right on there because, you know, Tom, quite frankly, was a hoot, was he not?
Hey, but...
You guys take it easy now. How do I do that? Thank you, sister, for calling. We were taking a break, and Sister Eucharista calls, who used to listen to the show quite a bit and was a regular before she moved to a convent down there. And she said she was picking up WJR in Detroit and said they were trying to get a hold of someone in Minnesota because they were trying to figure out what was going on with this Jesse Ventura deal. So she passed along the 1-800 number, and I had an R.F. Moeller ad coming up, and I figure Mark wouldn't mind paying for the call during his ad. So we called down there, and that was odd. Those guys sound like... See, when I was a kid, that's what I thought you had to sound like to be in radio. I thought you had to talk like this and say, "Well, Tom, we'll be looking for you on the comedy channel." I mean, I thought that's why I really didn't pursue a radio career, because I didn't really think I could do that. I mean, you could go into any city in America, any city, and hear that show. No offense, I'm sure it's a highly rated show, probably doing better than this one. But you know, you're traveling around this country, and it's homogenous. They all sound alike, all the shows. And this... So I decided just to, instead of allow myself to be set up and play the straight man for him, that I'd just screw around. I didn't know what the hell I was getting into.